Hello, everybody. This is Chris from the Dub D-Dub Review. I wanted to take just a moment here to give a disclaimer for today's show. The show's title is called Common Sense Tips for Your Next Walt Disney World and Disneyland Vacation. And I also want to let you guys know that many of the Dub D-Dub Review shows, including this one, are recorded several days, if not weeks, in advance. The recording date of this show was March the 9th. And this is important because on March the 9th, we didn't have the information about the coronavirus that we did today. As you've seen, and I've seen during the past week, it seems the world's changed overnight on many different occasions. So we become more educated, and there's still much to learn. We didn't want you to take any of our information as if we were poking fun or taking it lightly. In fact, it's been the exact opposite. And we agree with what the experts are saying as far as social distancing, washing your hands. And as of recording right now, on March the 15th, with this disclaimer, we're still not sure how it's transmitted. So these are common sense tips for your next Walt Disney World vacation. You'll also catch where I talk about my upcoming vacation here. Well, that was canceled. And our upcoming breakfast with Tamara at the airport, and her vacation was canceled. So many things have changed, but we still feel that the core essentials of this show still is relevant. And if we come across as unknowledgeable or ignorant or taking it lightly, that isn't the case. We actually take it very seriously. So everyone, stay safe, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the Dub D-Dub Review podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D-Dub Review, and I'm your host, Chris Smalek, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Stacy Nyman. Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. Peter Panacorvo, how are you?
I am uninfected.
You are uninfected. Okay, we're going to hope to keep that at least for the next hour or so. And for our missing co-host again, Michael is going to be a great contributor, but his work schedule has gotten loony bins in the last few weeks. So we're not even going to apologize. He's going to join us.
I don't know if this is going to work out.
Like, he ghosted us.
He like ghosts the next two shows.
He's all about the fame. He's all about the titles that Michael Black.
I don't know, man. Goodness.
His business card's huge. Work out. Well, go look at the Dubs YouTube page. Anything that's good in quality there, I guarantee you it's Michael working his butt off. So yeah, absolutely.
All right, fine. I'll cut him some slack since he's been putting up a lot of stuff for us lately.
He has been. And like I said, I know his work schedule just went crazy. So anyways, for Michael Black too. Guys, let's hit it up. Let's start to show off in a good note. Peter, you got something good. Talk to me.
I'm meeting a Well, it's a frozen version, but I'm eating a home run in pizza.
Home run in frozen pizza. Ooh. That's like one of the best ones out there, isn't it?
Actually, I like Vito and Nick's better, but
okay,
home run in is good.
Stacy Nyman, top three frozen pizzas. Hit it. What do you got?
Okay, I really do like home run in.
Okay.
A lot, but I tend to overdo it with that. Like, I'll have them for like several weeks in a row, and then I don't want to touch it again for a while.
Yes.
I also like just plain old store brand frozen pizza, like especially Jewel. People don't really have Jewel out everywhere, but that's a really good frozen pizza. I think the sauce quality is very good. Otherwise, I guess everything else is a toss up. I'm not super picky with pizza, if you haven't guessed.
here's my issue with the Jewel one. It costs almost the same.
Yeah,
as a Tombstone or a Jack. Actually, most of the time, it's more expensive than Jack's.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
Have you tried that like Wild Mike's Pizza? It's like the one with the giant box. Have you?
Yep, I have.
I thought it was pretty good for bad frozen pizza.
Yeah, no, it wasn't terrible.
How did we get on this topic anyways?
I'm having a Chicago company frozen pizza for dinner.
Represent. All right. I like it. Stacey, what's in your frozen pizza world today? What do you got going on good?
Well, Sophie, my junior in high school, she has finally started showing some interest in her college selection process. So she ended up scoring really, really well on her PSATs. And that, I think, lit a fire under her. And we went to a college fair last week, and she really liked a few of the schools that she saw. So especially University of Missouri, Mizzou. She's, I think that's what she kind of has her heart set on right now. We're going to a prospective student and incoming freshman party type of a thing next Sunday that she was invited to. So she's really excited, I think, to start to explore things a little bit more. So that makes me really happy.
That's really cool.
I think we may know a couple of people that could maybe give her a private tour, too.
I think so, too. And I'm sure we'll be making a trip down there. So,
do they have the reciprocal tuition agreement with Illinois?
No, they don't. Oh. It's one of the there is a Missouri school on there. It's not Mizzou, though. But the cool thing about Mizzou is that they work with you to gain residency. So it's kind of tricky and difficult to get. The student has to be in Missouri for a whole year. So she would not be able to come home her first summer. She'd have to work that summer, make $2,000, and then get her driver's license. They would then grant her residency, and then she'd be able to pay resident rates for the rest of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't claim her on our taxes anymore, but that will save us a lot of money. And she seems like she's pretty positive about wanting to do that. So she'll be growing up at that point, and it's crazy to think of that she's so close to being an adult. Yeah.
How's she doing with the cheerleading thing?
Yeah.
Not to bring it down.
Yeah, no, she's, I don't know if they talk about that on the show.
No,
she hurt her back. Her back has been bad since she was in seventh grade. Even before that, it's been really bad lately after she does a routine in cheerleading. She's an elite cheerleader. And she does a lot of tumbling and she does a lot of lifting. And we got her in for an MRI and they discovered that she has arthritis on her spine and a whole bunch of vertebrae issues that they said are very, very common with cheerleaders. She basically has the spine of a 50-year-old. So the doctor said that if she stops cheerleading, the pain's going to go away. But it's who knows what's going to happen to her in the future, like as an adult, with her back and stuff. But it's a sports medicine doctor. He said that if she works on her core, she might be able to get through this year. But then he would recommend her switching to sideline cheer when she gets to college, which is still some tumbling, still some stunting, but it's definitely not as much power as she's putting on her back at this point. So she seems to be accepting of that. So hopefully she'll have a good senior year and move forward that way.
Coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
She was upset about it initially.
It was hard because cheerleading is basically her life. And I think a lot of it has to do with her friends and things on the team, but she'll find something else to do and be happy and we won't be paying so much money for it. So that's another positive situation.
Well, it makes you respect like those Olympic gymnasts with the floor exercises and like the horse. And you realize the kind of torque they put on those bodies and the speed acceleration, bam, land, stick to landing. And you're like, a human body shouldn't be able to do that. You know?
Right. Well, and that's why I think about like their size too. Like Sophie is almost 5'9" and she's flipping all over the place. Yeah. And you know, it's like, she's tall for doing what she does, it's no matter. So, yeah. And I do have to do a little disclaimer. I wrenched my back this past week, and I am under a lot of pain with my back right now, too. And I just took a muscle relaxant because I can't take them at work, but I needed one tonight. So if I start to sound a little bit loopy or anything different, it's
take
the
advantage,
drugs.
Chris.
The drugs are hitting my system. I'm starting to feel like a little bit tired and kind of like loopy right now. So,
yeah, exactly. We're gonna really get some good questions in later on.
Yes, good.
What's the PIN number on your ATM card? Oh, that's 5937.
Peter, I could just imagine Stacey right now, like this, just this mass laying right down right now, like nobody. It just
I have a heating pad going. I'm like laying with a bunch of pillows.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear, though, about Sophie and as far as school goes. And I'm guaranteed I'm wrong, but I thought I remembered something about the state of Missouri where if you graduated, somehow they offered an incentive to retain you as, you know, a person who lives in – it might have even been St. Louis.
A resident?
Specific, yeah. It might have been the city of St. Louis specifically where they offered you certain tax incentives as far as if you stayed and you bought a home. It might have been something along those lines. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, that's no, there. Right. But I'm probably wrong on that. So if you live in Missouri and you remember or you know something, let us know about that. So really cool. Gosh, whenever I look at you, like your Facebook page and I pull a picture for a show – it's not too far back that I got to go that I see Sophie and she's like a sixth grader or a fourth grader.
I know.
Like, where did that time go?
I don't. It just flew by.
Holy cow. That's amazing. It's
crazy.
So when this show is released, I'll be on the way back, but I'm excited because I've got a brief trip coming down to Florida for just a couple days. It ended up being the airfare was so good. And we decided, you know what? It's around Beatrice's birthday. So it's not like we're like, oh, we're going to go down to, but the airfare, sometimes you get a deal that it's like, okay, I just can't pass that up for the family of five. So we are going to go down and I'm excited because I'm like the last dude ever to not have seen Pandora. And we're going to go to Animal Kingdom to go check out Pandora.
Nice.
And yeah. We're super excited about it. So we, listen to this. We even got a dining reservation. How about that? How about that? And I'm going to really blow your mind. I even got the Landry's card. Chad Pennycuff, great tip. Landry's card. We're going to go to Yak and Yeti. We got our $25 fee for the Landry's card, but we're going to get my birthday bonus and all that good stuff. So we're excited.
Yeah, now we can go to Rainforest together.
There you go.
In Schaumburg.
Stacy, you and I threatened
to... there.
Yeah, exactly. We threaten to get together with the family so often, and our lives very rarely have the same schedule. But this summer, with our Great America passes between the Nymans, the Malicks, the Harrisons, who else? Who else is close by that want to join us? We're all going.
I can't remember. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people who are like, yeah, let's do it.
We'll all do Great America trips. I promise we'll get it done. So,
question.
Uh-oh.
Am I meeting up with the Malick family when you're here over the weekend?
Well, so here's the schedule. Of course, there's like very little schedule. On Saturday, it's just a relaxed, chill, laid-back day. We actually have a breakfast meetup planned, but dig this. We're going to land at Orlando International Airport, and already waiting at Orlando International Airport from spending the night with her family is Tamara Spidell. She's leaving on a cruise, which she's a little nervous about right now because the virus is going around. So when she leaves, she departs directly from the airport. We'll be getting in just about the time they're going to sit down for breakfast. So we've already arranged to meet at the Orlando airport for breakfast. So we're going to have a kind of a family meetup there. And then that day is we're going to rent a car. We're just going to hang out. That's going to be a relaxing resort loop, resort hop, pool hopping type day. So yeah, for sure. The next day at Animal Kingdom, we're letting kind of BB call the shots. So Animal Kingdom is going to be her day, and then we're going to hit breakfast on Monday and hop home. So yeah, you're down there. I got some things to give you, big guy. I got a shiny sticker to put in your hand. You
saw all right.
That, all right?
I saw those. Those look awesome.
Those are awesome.
Are you staying at Animal Kingdom, Chris?
No, we're staying at Saratoga. And
nice.
that was you know how I plan things out. So
yeah.
It was like, okay, what's available, Chris? Oh, okay, Saratoga. You know, so I do like Saratoga, but yeah, I would choose to stay at Animal Kingdom over Saratoga every time if I could. So, but we're excited. Well, yeah.
I'm not sure if I can meet up with you guys Saturday because my mom is actually in town this weekend.
I saw. Sweet.
Nice. But she's leaving Sunday.
Okay.
So
breakfast.
If we can, I might meet up with you guys Sunday
at the park.
Maybe hopefully at the park or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Come and hang out with us, buddy. That'd be awesome.
I might even try to drag Missy.
That'd be awesome.
Who?
Whoa.
Oh, here's a shocking piece of news. She has started to listen to the podcast.
No way.
Yay.
Yeah. No way. She started. Missy. Here's the problem. She started all the way back at the beginning.
Oh, that's bad news. That's bad advice.
Oh, boy.
That's bad advice.
Yeah. I told her that, but she didn't want to listen. But she started listening.
Great. So she
nice.
Needs something to listen to at work, she said.
She could now tell you, Peter, now I get to hear you and I'm tired of you on the show and I'm tired of you at home and your friends annoy me. So outstanding. Well, we thought we would do a show today, and here's our topic for today. You know, we agree with all the health professionals that the best thing to do right now is just really what makes common sense. You know, proper practice proper hygiene. Wash your hands. You know, try to resist touching your face or keeping your fingers and hands out of your mouth. And be careful when you're around people that have, you know, compromised immune systems or elderly. Be careful around them. So we thought, instead of worrying about the coronavirus, can we translate this into some common sense tips for your Walt Disney World vacation? So as we thought about it, though, we realized a lot of these sound like basic tips for people, but you have to kind of pay attention because some of these you might have glanced past and be like, oh, yeah, that does make good common sense. And even as a person like myself, I actually have one or two of these that I don't do. And even though I'm listing them as my common sense tips. So these are our common sense tips for your Walt Disney World vacation. Stacey, you want to go first?
Sure. I'll give you a tip of something that I actually just did. As I started hearing that hand sanitizer was flying off the shelves, I went to Bath and Body Works and they had tons of it. So Bath and Body Works hand sanitizer has the 67% alcohol, I believe, in it. And you can just stock up that way. It's easy to pack that kind of stuff. And I plan to just kind of have the kids use it regularly and not depend on the fact that we'll always be near a bathroom. Obviously that's our first choice, but
cool.
I'm bringing my own hand sanitizer.
Is it in that weird square or the rectangle, you know, kind of?
Yes. And I have another tip with that goes along with that. Since I'm talking about Bath and Body Works hand sanitizer, I'm sure that other people have had this problem. Those little containers, those cases that you could buy to put them on your bag or whatever, they're always upside down, which makes sense because then it's always ready to squeeze out of the bottle. But if your kids are like my kids, they use it and they accidentally leave it open, and then all of a sudden you have it all over your bag. I found a couple there that is actually not upside down. So if you look through all of their cases, you might be able to find one that's right side up. Mine is sparkly and rainbow, which Scott probably would not want to hang that in his bag, but Britta really likes it. It's on my purse right now. So look for the ones that are not upside down.
Every parent is like, yeah, that's happened to me. The bottom of my bag, you know, I agreed completely. Peter, what do you got? You got a good tip?
Well, now that she just took two.
Oh, come on. You were going to use the hand sanitizer case tip?
I was going to use the hand sanitizer. I mean, honestly, the biggest thing is wash your hands. I mean, if you're really that concerned with it, like the little like antiseptic wipes, they come in a travel pack. Get a travel pack. You know, if you're concerned with the, like, because you're going to grab onto the railing, or not the railing, but like the grab bar on Big Thunder, you know, take it out of your bag real quick as you're waiting for them to check everybody's lap bar and just give it a quick swipe. It's really, it's almost overkill, but I know some people are going to be really nervous about it. You know, if it's something that is going to concern you as to whether or not you touched it, then try to clean it.
Mm-hmm. You really make me feel guilty now that I'm walking by and licking all the handrails and trying to get it all over my...
I didn't say I don't. I just said other people might have a problem with it.
There you go. You know, I think that goes for, like, everything we do in Walt Disney World is, like, practice, like, better hygiene skills than you would have at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that Florida heat and humidity, what you would consider like acceptable at home in the wintertime, like you're going to be sweating like a pig. And that's one of my tips is make sure, like, as far as if you live in a northern climate and you go to Florida, buy or bring sunblock. And this is kind of a toiletry, but sunblock, I don't know if you consider a toiletry. And make sure you use it. So I know you're like, yeah, it's Florida. It's going to be warm. You have no idea what the devil's kitchen is like in the middle of the summertime. So please apply that sunblock. Nothing will ruin your vacation quicker than on day one of your 7-day vacation when you are as red as a Vienna beef hot dog. You know, that will ruin your vacation so fast. And it might be you, and you might be able to suck it up. But your 7-year-old that you forgot to apply sunblock, that will cause your trip even to come to an end even quicker. So make sure you buy it. Now, remember, if you're not checking your luggage, you can only get through a tiny bottle through security. So if there's ever a time to not be cheap, that's the time. Make sure you got sunblock at all times and use it. You're going to need it in Florida. Stacey, how about you?
Mine also goes again with sanitizing. In your resort room, it's a good idea to bring some wipes, some Clorox wipes or something, and wipe down the surfaces of the things that you're going to be touching regularly, like the TV remote. Or I know that people don't usually use the phone in the room anymore, but wipe that down. Wipe down. I usually wipe down even the side tables and things that I'm not 100% sure are always getting wiped off. But you have the wipe. Just go around the room, kind of do a quick sweep over everything and let it air dry, and just, you know, better safe than sorry.
Okay. Peter, what do you got?
Travel with some light, I don't want to say light medications, but like some standard, like over-the-counter stuff. Have Pepto-Bismol with you. Have some ibuprofen or acetaminophen with you. That way, if you do start to feel something coming on, you can try to get it at the beginning, because there's nothing worse than knowing you spent X amount of dollars, and by X, I mean X, comma, zero, zero, zero,
lots of X's.
Point,
yes.
Zero, zero,
lots of X's.
Dollars, and knowing that you're stuck in your room because you don't want to get everybody else sick.
Yeah.
Or worst yet, not staying in a room and getting everybody else sick.
Or if you're like Stacy and you know you're prone to a specific injury, and I'm not saying a back injury is specific to Stacy or like repeated, but don't be afraid to bring some heavier duty stuff if you know you have a physical limitation during the day, or you know, because the average mile you're going to walk is going to be about 10 if you're at a theme park for the day. It's about 10 miles. And I mean, there have been people that have done a heck of a lot more. So yeah, if you need a muscle relaxer, or if it happens to be, I'm not suggesting Vicodin, but I mean, if you know you have issues with your knees, if you have a torn meniscus, come prepared. Like come prepared for sure for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to play along that is wear comfortable shoes. Like, I can't stress that enough. And in fact, I've often grown disdain for when I go to theme parks like Great America and you see, I'm just going to throw someone on the bus, like you see like a high school girl and she's wearing the Old Navy, like $2 flip-flops. And you're like, come on. Like, how could that be the plan to start the morning? Like what kind of enjoyment are you going to have for the day? Because 10 miles in good ASICS gel Nimbuses are tough on your feet, you know? So make sure you're prepared to walk that for the day. Or, again, blisters, terrible situation. But whatever footwear works for you, like Jeremy Murray, I saw a post, and Jeremy likes to wear Crocs, and he's got a certain pair of socks he wears with his Crocs. Okay, you know what? It works for him. You know, whatever you need, but make sure it's something that you know is, like, tested. And don't wear new shoes. Like, don't.
I was just going to say, yeah, along those lines, this is not the time to break in a new pair of gym shoes.
For sure. And bring two pairs. Because Florida, you can never
one wet,
tell.
One dry.
Yeah, you never know. You know, you like Splash Mountain? Really? Because, well, they might get ruined for that day and the next day. And I could tell you in the morning, like one of the worst feelings is having to put new, dry, tight-fitting socks on these soggy, sloppy shoes. So bring two pairs. Stacy, what do you got?
Can I piggyback off yours and do my own tip?
Do it.
Have you heard the tip of stuffing your shoes with newspapers if you did get them wet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it works like a miracle. You just, if you have wet shoes, just stuff them kind of not super tight, but fill the shoes with crumpled newspaper. It absorbs the moisture, and they're going to dry so much faster than if you just let them air dry.
Hashtag Dubs tip. All right, go ahead.
There you go. And then also, my other tip, now I forgot what it was, and I have to stall while I think about what. Oh, that's what it was. Don't be afraid to use the first aid centers in the parks. You know, maybe ahead of time, just check to see where each of them is located. And then they're great. You know, they can handle anything from something minor like a blister, they'll give you Band-Aids, or a headache or something, to even taking you back, checking your blood pressure. They're nurse, I believe that there's nurse practitioners always in each of those first aid centers. So, and they will, you know, give you advice if they think that this is something that needs to be checked out at a hospital, they will tell you to go to the hospital. So don't be afraid to go there. There's nothing too small that they can't handle.
And Stacy, you probably should know where the nearest immediate care center is in in relation as well, too, as that affects the Nymans, at least in the last trip, right?
Oh, my gosh. We've been so many times, you know, to immediate care. We've also gone to Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital. We've been lucky enough to have a car. So if we have a car, why not try to find the best children's hospital that we can go to? And our doctor, when we called her, recommended Arnold Palmer. And so we took a little bit of a longer drive and drove out there with Ethan and Griffin, I think, before. So just kind of knowing the area's hospitals, you know, talking to concierge or whoever, if you have time to do that, to find the best place for care, especially if you think it's going to be something serious. We thought Ethan might be having an appendix episode a couple of years back. So if we knew that he needed surgery, we wanted to go someplace that would really take care of him the best. So just kind of have that in the back of your head that you have choices if you need something serious.
That's great common sense too, especially going to like find the best one that you can get your hands on, you know? So wonderful. Peter, how about you?
Well, this is going to be kind of very specific for people, but if you know someone that's local and you need something from the store or something that's like a dry good or, you know, something that you would pay $9 for on property and $3 for at Walmart or Target, see if your friend can pick it up for you and bring it to you. I've literally brought people a box of Band-Aids that probably would have cost them two times or three times as much on property as it was for me to pick it up at Walmart and bring it over.
And you get to hang out with one of the coolest guys.
And I don't
guys.
Charge that much for delivery. Yeah. I really don't.
It's a double bonus. Are you kidding me? Great tip. I've got three that deal with limits. And I wonder if you guys have seen these before. The first one was going to be know your drinking or dining limits. Because I've been on that Southwest Airlines flight at like 6:30 in the morning, and the dude's drinking like fat tire beers in front of me. And it's like, this can be a long day, brother. You know, and when you're there, know your dining limits. Know how much you can consume in a day. You can usually drink three or four beers at home, but it's hot and you're sweating it out. And at buffet or two, like just realize you're in, you know, a foreign setting and you're on vacation. Those things don't always mix traveling and like excessive drinking or excessive eating. So know those limits as well. Know your kids' tolerance limits, not only for food, but like patience. Like make sure you know if your kid takes a nap in the middle of the day, like on vacation, there is absolutely no reason to not let them take a nap in the middle of the day. At the end of the day, you'll pay for it if you don't. So make sure you understand that. And though I feel like this one I've violated so many times, it's like know your spending limits. There's like no destination in America that will separate you from your money faster than Walt Disney World and Disneyland. It's designed that way. So if you go down there knowing that you just barely got on vacation, realize that and think twice before each purchase. Now, I know people are like, oh, that's common sense. It's the point. And for heaven's sakes, don't go into the Art of Disney store. Because that's a sure way to spend $400 without really needing to. So know your spending limits. Everything is cool. Everything is awesome in the house. Everything should be designed and bought home. But think about it before you make that purchase.
I got to say, just as a caveat, remember, you can't drink all day if you don't start first thing in the morning.
This is very true. And they were
just saying.
And Pete, in Southwest, I'm looking at them right now, the Southwest drink coupon. So they give you four drink
there
coupons.
You go. Yeah.
And they're like, here, Mr. Malik, we know you drink about a beer every month. Why don't you have a few on this early flight? Okay.
They have four on the way.
Wait, they give you four drink coupons?
Yes. Well, about
one for each person that they paid for a ticket. Yeah.
No, oh, okay. No, it's with a credit card. So about two or three times a year, we get four drink coupons in the mail.
Got it.
You'll laugh at me. So on the way to California, it was the first time I ever tried a gin and tonic, at, like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And I was like, this is pretty good. I was like, yeah, that just got me in trouble. I'm here. I'm enjoying a gin and tonic on Southwest Dime. And I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. Maybe
9:03 a.m.
So, yeah.
It's 5 o'clock in Paris. Pizza.
Somewhere in the world I can do this. So, Stacey, what else you got?
Just kind of think ahead sometimes. I'm not saying to plan out every escape route that you possibly can out of the parks and have drills and things like that. But when you're in a, you know, in a theater or someplace at Walt Disney World and one of the indoor attractions, just kind of look around and know your exit signs, just so that, you know, God forbid something does happen, you can safely exit in a timely manner. So
that's like the world right now, though, Stacey. That's a great tip. Like, know where, whenever you go into like a place, know where your exit's at. Like, that's kind of like the strange way the world's become right now. We're not trying to be like, oh, like, there's like a mass shooter, but like, always know where to go, you know? Like, is that like a way to phrase it as well, too? Even if it's like Target or Walmart, you know where the heck to go.
We need to make t-shirts just as public service announcements. The Dubs know where to go. I think that the muscle relaxing is kicking in a little bit, guys.
Your lips are feeling awfully fat all of a sudden. All right, Peter, what do you got?
Things are funnier. They weren't funny before. I just keep coming back around to the same thing. You know, just think ahead. Be an adult when you're doing this stuff. I know it sounds kind of preachy to say it that way, but don't be the guy that everybody's going to go home and be like, man, you should have seen this idiot in front of me. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be that guy or girl.
Arguing with cast members and stuff too, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're there on vacation. You're there to have a good time. Nobody wants you to have a good time more than we do. But at the same time, don't have a good time at the expense of someone else's good time. That's all.
However, if you see Stacey Nyman, please do cut in front of her.
She doesn't mind at all.
Take a candy wrapper and toss it right on the floor in front of her and kind of step on it a little bit and then just kind of walk away.
Well, if you see me and you don't say hi and you cut in front of me, that's going to even make me even more mad. So make sure that
so
you...
So as long as you say hi, you can throw the candy wrapper on the floor.
Say hi. Yeah, I'll
stomp on it and then cut in front of you.
But you can maybe, you know, I don't know. It depends on the situation.
So do you guys carry a bag or a backpack or a fanny pack on vacation?
Sometimes.
Desperately not to bring a bag into the parks.
So what do you bring into the parks? That would be a question then for you, big guy. What's like your usual, like, what's in your pockets?
I have my car keys because I always have to be the one that drives.
Okay.
I have my wallet and my cell phone.
Okay. And you're usually wearing sunglasses too, right?
I'm wearing sunglasses. I have my magic band on. I have my watch on.
Well, actually, as I talk, I think probably you're a wrong person to talk to because you're local now, so you can pack lighter as you go
but
into
see,
the parks.
Even when I wasn't, I tried not to bring in a bag. I always ended up bringing in a bag.
Okay.
But I brought in a small, like, sling bag,
mm-hmm.
and that would literally have sunblock, hand sanitizer, basic first aid stuff, bandage, tape, Band-Aids, pain reliever, miss any of medications that Missy would need, and that's it.
Okay.
Like, I didn't bring a lot of extraneous stuff. I didn't want it to. I didn't want to carry anything I didn't have to carry. It gets hot. It gets heavy. It's just...
That's perfect. I couldn't love you anymore, because my tip was going to be find or buy a special lightweight backpack or bag. Because it does, in fact, get hot and heavy, but you're going to be so appreciative that you have it. And, you know, Peter travels, Peter and Missy, but let's say you've got a 7-year-old or a couple 10-year-olds in tow. They're going to all have water bottles, and you're going to buy something throughout the day. And you don't want to have to carry that, like, plastic bag around your fingertips. You're going to be happy to have a bag. But then be realistic. Like, I know people are there with the strollers of doom and, like, the wagons of doom. So, like, be the person that's mobile. Because you'll be happier being able to kind of dodge and weave in and out of traffic if you have to get to a place better. And you don't want to carry. You're not going through basic training. You're not joining the Marine Corps. You're on vacation, so you don't need to bring everything with you. But make sure it's light enough that you can still enjoy it, but pack your core essentials. So I actually have a fanny pack that it's like, I swear it's like I'm trying to compete in the zombie apocalypse. It's got like 19 pockets and it's like the size of like a championship wrestling belt. It's just too big to wear. So, you know, I've ditched that for Lucio's got a really nice lightweight one strap backpack that I like. So, but bring it, you'll be happy. Even if you need to put a place for your car keys, those things, they stick you in the pocket all day long anyway. So get rid of them, put them in the bag. Stacy, what do you got? You got any more? You got any more on your list?
I think I have one more. Okay. This has to do with people with small children. When our kids were little, when the three older ones were little, we made sure that there was always some identification on them, that if they got lost, they can find a cast member. And we always talked to them about finding the people with the name tags, and then they could show them the identification if they, you know, if they couldn't memorize, if they didn't have the phone number memorized at this point. And what we did was we, you know, those tag machines that you can, you know, write like the dog tags that you can get in the parks. We did that. We put their first name and then our phone number on that. And they wore that somewhere on them. I think that Griffin had his attached to his shoe. Sophie wore hers on a necklace. And then, that made it so that we could feel comfortable that Griffin, even at, you know, 2 years old, we practiced him showing the cast member or showing somebody his shoe so that they could call us if he got separated from us. But I've also seen people do tattoos. They purchase tattoos with their phone number on it. I know that some people have done Sharpies, just writing it on the kid's arm or something like that. But it's obviously some place that is not going to be, you know, a glaring call me tattoo or something, but peace of mind.
Mom's phone number's on the kid's forehead backwards so they can read it in a mirror.
Well, the humility made me feel guilty now that I'm like pushing my kids, hey, go over there, guys, go over there. Let me hide. Yeah, of course. No, that's a super awesome tip. And you would not think to do that in Chicago when you run to Target. You're like, okay, let's just go run to Target. But this is not like Target, and crowds at Christmas time and summertime, like level Stacy 0 to 10, it's like a 30. You know, it's insane. Yeah. It's insanity.
Well, I mean, even a couple of years ago, I think Ethan was like 11 or 12, and he got separated from us at Animal Kingdom, and it was panic moments because we couldn't find him anywhere. He ended up doing exactly what he was supposed to. He found a cast member. The cast member called us. We went and picked him up. So thankfully by then he knew our phone numbers, but it was still, he was very far from where we had last seen him. He didn't follow the tip where he's supposed to stay put where he is. But he did find the cast member and he called. So it ended up working out okay, but just kind of giving the kids scenarios of different, you know, practicing those different scenarios and things is helpful too, because they're obviously panicking too. And when you're panicking, you're not thinking straight. So even if they could do something, it's better than nothing.
Did he identify himself by his real name, or did he use the name Peter Parker when he got in trouble and have his mom page in the intercom system of the store? Is that how it worked? Or
thankfully he used his real name.
I didn't know I was in trouble.
That's one of my favorite stories.
In my defense, they just asked what my name was. Like, nobody yelled at me.
And it was half right, so you're kind of right anyways. You got any other tips, Big Eye?
Nope. Okay. Not really.
I've got one that's, I would say it's a basic tip. So if this is your first trip to Walt Disney World and you land in Orlando International Airport, don't be afraid to look at the signs of how you get down to where the Magical Express is or where the luggage is. But even more important than that is know how you're going to get from the airport to the resort and from the resort back to the airport. Because I've seen that rental car line, and if your plan is we're just going to rent a car, and this comes from me, you know, Mr. Non-Planner, if you don't rent that car in advance or you're not quite sure, do a little investigative research of what your options are. Because it varies from staying on property to a nice free bus that's got a great Disney video to renting a car, but potentially waiting in a rental car line that's longer than most queues at Walt Disney World. But just know your options from the airport and then back again. And then realize that the back again bus leaves 3 hours in advance. So I know you'd be like, oh, that's common sense. I'm going to get to the airport. I'm going to get to the resort. But plan that out. It doesn't necessarily work as smooth as you think, especially if you have a rental car that you plan, oh, I'll pick it up at 12, but you're there by 9. Is there a fee for that? Oh, I'll just take the bus. Did you reserve the Magical Express? You know, so make sure you understand those things before you land in the airport. Anything else, Stace?
I don't think so.
Yeah, these were just things that like people are like, yeah, we do that every time. And if you do, that's awesome. Congratulations. And we hope you're washing your hands and you're sanitizing your things as well, too. And it was all based upon just good thoughts and common sense practices, because I don't know if you guys would agree with me, but in all of the places I've ever traveled, and that's St. Louis and Paris and every place I've ever been to, I think a Walt Disney World vacation requires like more planning and more effort than most any place else. It's hard to go there and just, even though I like to say, oh, yeah, wing it, it's hard to go there and just wing it. It's a rough experience unless you plan that out. So sometimes common sense is hard to find, you know, when you're down there.
Yeah, so exactly.
Anyways, if you've got a good common sense tip that we haven't mentioned and we know you're gonna, feel free to hit us up. Join our listener group. It's called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. And you got to answer a few questions, but the group is a super supportive group. So join us there. If you want to comment on the Dubs page on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, or honestly, to help us, if you'd like to help the show, we also have a Patreon account, which is patreon.com/thedubs. And we've got cool stuff to give out and a whole selection of shows, almost 18 or 19 shows there already as well, too. So if you did that, we'd be appreciative as well. Anything that I haven't mentioned today, guys?
I don't think so. I think you've got it all.
No, I think we've pretty much covered it.
All right, guys. So for that, for our missing co-host, Michael, for Stacy, for Peter, and for myself, I'd like to wish you a great day.
Bye, everyone.
See you, everybody.